Now, when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, dear people, welcome back to Blood River Radio's second hour. And I'd also like to shout out to all you mothers out there one more time. Happy Mother's Day, May 11th, 2024. Also, today's my oldest daughter's birthday. She always has to share Mother's Day, share her birthday with Mother's Day. When she was a child, she wasn't too happy about that, but now she likes it. Anyway, as promised, we have we call him Sir Paul because I think he's almost like royalty because he's fought in this battle for so long. I've been trying to search for a good nickname for Paul Fromm. So for right now, we'll just use, at least in the interim, we'll use Sir Paul because I can think of no one that deserves that title any more than Paul Fromm. How you doing tonight, Paul?
Oh, pretty good, Eddie, and I've got some more outrages and scandals when we get to that topic.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm so glad to have you on. It's such a blessing and privilege to be able to work with you. I consider you a brother. Here's the plan for the second hour. It's Sister Monica is going to be kind of taking my place. She's going to be kind of coordinating you with Brother Alfred. Alfred's going to be on for this first segment, and I'm just going to be bringing you people in out of the breaks and maybe making a comment or two. So anyway, take over, Braveheart. Do your thing, kid.
Well, actually, I'm just going to hand it right to Alfred because he had a story, and it relates to a speaking tour in 2017 that Paul Fromm did sponsor. So that's really nice. It kind of ties things together, and it ties from the first hour, our conversation. So go ahead, Alfred.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, in 2017, I had traveled Paul had organized a speaking tour for me, and I went on a speaking tour in Canada, right across the country. My subject was psychological warfare. And the real reward for that for me was actually the feedback I got from the people who were attending these things. And I want to tell you something about, first of all, I started working. I have to put this preamble for what I'm going to get to. In 1977, I was hired by IBM in Canada, in Edmonton, Alberta, and as a technician. And the last question that the personnel manager asked me before hiring me, after I had all the other qualifications to get this job, was, "Mr. Schaefer, are you willing to travel or move if you work for us?" And I says, "Yeah, sure. I can do that." And then I had the job. When 40 years later, in 2017, on this speaking tour in Canada, after my presentation in Toronto, a young man came up to me and he says, "Alfred, you know, I applied for work at IBM as a systems engineer, and I had all the qualifications, everything that was required. And then the last question came, and the personnel manager asked me, sir, if you want to work for our company, are you willing to work with a transvestite?" Well, this guy says, What kind of a question is that? And he shook his head kind of and snickered, because what has that got to do with working as a systems engineer in a computer, for computers? And then he did not get the job. So I say that if this infiltration and demoralization does not find any ends, any stops, any borders, and goes right into the levels of these corporations, businesses, and so forth. And if the hiring criteria goes from "are you willing to travel and move, you know, because you might have to because the work will require that," to "would you want to work with transvestites," then we have a problem. A company that does not recognize this problem will go on the sure path to its own destruction, because working with transvestites does not qualify someone to be a systems engineer for a company like IBM any more than does the color of your skin to be a pilot in an airplane and so forth, when these different companies are now boasting about how politically correct and diverse they are for in their entire company. Well, the airplanes start falling out of the skies and so forth. So that's how deep this problem has infested our civilization. I'll hand the microphone back to you then.
That's great, Alfred. Thanks. Now, we wanted to dedicate the bulk of this hour to another political prisoner, and I know that you had correspondence, Alfred. You and Leslie Borey had corresponded as well. I know he wrote you some long letters, and you to him as well, when you were in prison. Well, he is now a political prisoner, and he's been in prison for about 15 months now, almost. It's coming up to 15 months in a few days. And I would say that the conditions of his prison are something that we would only have kind of barely been able to imagine when we might have said to each other, gee, you better never land in a third world prison somewhere where you just might, it might just be horrendous. Well, I would say this prison in Canada where Leslie Borey finds himself now is probably one of the worst anywhere. Now, Paul, you've been organizing some protests outside of the Milton, Ontario prison where Leslie Borey is. And also you've been in touch with him, and you've been broadcasting some of what's going on with him in your newsletters and whatnot. How shall we proceed? Shall I read parts of the latest letter from him, or what would you like to? I'll hand it over to you, Paul, first of all.
Yes, well, the Canadian Association for Free Expression has organized so far 5 protests outside the prison for Leslie. He's been in, as Monica said, for 15 months, denied bail. And you have to understand, the Canadian system is extremely permissive in terms of bail. And maybe it should be, but if you've committed a violent crime, in fact, one fellow allegedly ran over a policeman, he was out on bail. He was Muslim, so I guess special privilege. Other people have shot up meetings, religious gatherings. They're out on bail. Even if you're a repeat offender, bail's very easy to get, except for political prisoners. Except if your crime is nonviolent, but you have the wrong ideas, like two of the organizers of the Truckers Freedom Convoy, Tamara Rich, for instance, spent 57 days in jail, unable to get bail on a Mickey Mouse charge of counseling mischief. The 4 fellows arrested in Coots, Alberta, in the Truckers protest, spent almost 2 years in jail, denied bail for nonviolent crimes. Les Borey is charged for a broadcast he did on the internet back in, I believe it was February 11th of last year. And it was pretty hardcore, pretty hard hitting. And he's charged with 3 counts of uttering threats against privileged minorities, Jews particularly. And apparently he's also charged under Canada's notorious hate law, that's willful promotion of hate against privileged groups, in this case, Jews. Okay, but these are nonviolent crimes. He didn't beat anybody up. He didn't shoot anybody. He isn't accused of murdering anybody. He, on repeated attempts, he was not able to get bail. And so he is in a prison that is largely a warehouse. Most of these people are on remand. That is, they haven't been tried for anything. They haven't been found guilty. They're awaiting trial and unable to get bail. Well, Les is a political prisoner. Les has not only been beaten in the prison several times, and Sister Monica has some good details about that. Well, we send Les, because he's a subscriber, our monthly newsletters, the Free Speech Monitor and the Canadian Immigration Hotline. Anyway, the last 4 months, the newsletters have been open, sent back to us. This month, and this is, of course, unsigned. I detest corporations and government bodies that send you a message, but it's not signed. I mean by a human being. Anyway, this is signed by the Maplehurst Complex Mail Department, whatever that is. the mail is returned.
Dear Brother Paul, we got to go to a quick break. We'll continue that. Hold that thought. We'll continue that as soon as we come back for this break, Paul. I mean, Sir Paul. Be right back, folks.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the hard genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
Let me tell you something, boy, if I did give you power, you got nothing. Nobody gives you power. Real power is something you take.
Dear Blood River Radio family, that fellow is right. That was Jack Ewing on the old movie Dallas. Real power you have to take. But maybe we should name this the George Orwell Hour because of all the crazy things the government's doing nowadays. Anyway, I guess we're going right back to Brother Alfred, if I understood right.
Yeah, ahead, I Brother think Alfred, go ahead, because he's got the story about the letter.
Yeah, I had sent Leslie Borey a letter from when I was in prison, and then I actually got it back to my prison cell in Landsberg here months later, and then they had a whole list of little things, and one of the things was crossed on a little check mark what rule I had broke, why it could not be handed out to him, because I had drawn a picture of a butterfly inside with the crayons I had in my prison cell, and then it said, oh, there's crayons are not allowed, you know, there's no like a colored crayon, so if somebody's in that prison and their child draws them, you know, like pictures or something, oh no, they're not going to let that through. So they have millions and millions of rules, like nitpicky rules, that they can always just cherry pick whatever rules they want to take out to punish the group that is selected for being punished. So we are suffering now under a matrix that is completely engineered to get us down. As the invaders don't have to follow any rules, they can rape, and there's always an excuse for why that rape is okay. But if we even just mention that, like here in Germany, for example, if the German women mention the fact that they are being raped by these invaders, then they get criminalized because, oh, that's racist to say that, you know? Like, this is the insanity that we're in. This is a true death matrix that if we don't get out of it, we will perish. There's no escaping it.
So Alfred, are you saying that if they just identify their rapist as a Negro or a black man, that is then held against them?
Yes, Monica, there are German women, German rape victims who say who are demanding that some protection from these invaders, and then they get nailed with a Volksverhetzung, like oh, that's racist, that's xenophobic sort of thing. You cannot to say the truth is a crime.
Yeah.
I'll tell you who solved that. I'm going to jump in just for a second. And think these so-called these bureaucrats that are enforcing those laws, they need to start being sodomized every time they even get out the door by a whole gang of these niggas. That stopped that. But, you know, that's not going to happen because they probably live behind, you know, gated communities and stuff. But I'll shut the hell up. That really pisses me off.
No country based on lies will long be able to prevail. They can prevail for a little while, but we too have a problem with the mail coming back. This is the fourth month in a row that Les Borey's two newsletters that we publish, one's on free speech, the other's on immigration, has been sent back, each time with a different excuse. Now, this is a checklist. Return of mail within a correctional institution facility. It's necessary to ensure that many normally harmless items are not received into the facility. As a free speech supporter, I have to say, well, why not? We are sure that you can appreciate our need to ensure that illicit drugs and other contraband unauthorized items are not introduced into the institution. And okay, I could agree with that, but these are not I wouldn't call those normally harmless items. It is for this reason that we have to consider the following items as unauthorized when arriving by mail. Well, I won't go through the whole boring list, but I'll tell you on what grounds the two newsletters we sent this month were sent back. Material which advocates or promotes gangs, crimes, or gang crime-related activities. Now, how does a free speech newsletter or an immigration reform newsletter advocate or promote gangs? We don't. This is complete bullshit. The other ground that's highlighted, magazine clippings or newspaper clippings and materials of this nature printed from the internet. The newsletters are not printed from the internet. The newsletters are completely independent and discreet. This is just outright censorship, and we know that because Les was receiving our newsletters from February of 2023 up until this year, no problem. And suddenly, the same material, same basic content gets rejected and sent back. Here are other things that are not allowed. Books or magazines. excessive amount of materials printed from the internet. Maps, posters, otherwise. Well, what's excessive? As Alfred was saying, these criteria are so broad and vague that almost any one of them could be selected next month to violate it. Materials with inappropriate content. Well, what's inappropriate? Or of a sexual or violent nature? Well, we expose immigrant crime in the immigration hotline. Would that be material of a violent nature or inappropriate? I detest that politically correct term. Inappropriate. What does it mean? It means anything I don't like. You know, if I say Alfred's voice is inappropriate, well, how can he change that? What's he doing wrong? Well, I don't know. It's just what it means is, well, I don't like the voice. This is absolute disgusting tyranny, and I'm going to be complaining to the Ministry of the Solicitor General. They're the ones that run the prisons. This is what's being done to political prisoners. Now, one of the other ones we assist is Brad Love. Now, Brad Love has recently been moved to a new prison in Alberta, and this is what he sent to me. I'm not sure if you sent me some writings, but I did receive a receipt for highly offensive material seized three times now by staff. That would be our newsletters. Highly offensive. And that, so in Alberta, they consider support for free speech or opposition to mass immigration highly offensive, and they've seized Brad's newsletters, even though he's been receiving them for months without trouble. This really is political tyranny, and you know, I think we have to. I use that term "political prisoner" very deliberately. These people are in jail for the nonviolent expression of their political views, as was Alfred, and they are punished particularly. I would imagine the average prisoner probably does not get a lot of mail. We know that, and this is a way to, I think, as Alfred was suggesting, to psychologically pressure prisoners like Brad Love and Les Borey. You know, if they're not getting material from outsiders, you get to think you might get to think that you've been forgotten and nobody cares, and so on. This is a form of absolute tyranny, and you know, should be protested from the rooftops.
Yeah, they want to break their spirit, and it's. But yeah, I will say this, Paul, you are producing some pretty darn good newsletters, because why else would they be so afraid of these newsletters getting into these political prisoners who are behind bars already? But, you know, take it as a compliment. There you go. Just another way of looking
at it. I guess I always wanted to join a gang, so I don't know what what gang this newsletter is supposedly affiliated with. But I mean, but this is typical of the tyrannical deep state that we're battling in the United States. Domestic terrorists are considered, among the others who are considered domestic terrorists are supporters of the Second Amendment, you know, the right to bear arms, anti-abortion people, traditional Christians. And, you know, in Canada, the senior banker wanted Trudeau to declare the Truckers Freedom Convoy, all the participants, terrorists, domestic terrorists. These people weren't terrorists. They were simply peaceful protesters. So they love to use that term, terrorist or gang, sometimes gang-related, very promiscuously, you know. And, of course, without any further information, it would frighten the general public. Oh, gang-related, oh, we wouldn't want that stuff.
If I can just interject, if people would just start to remind their neighbors and friends and everybody, hey, why? What about 9/11? Now, was America not allowed to protect itself against this Jewish attack on its territory? I mean, to blame that on, you know, like when you see how, you know, everybody who goes against their political agenda is called a terrorist. All you have to do is just bring up 9/11. Jews did 9/11. I think every child knows that by now. And that's why it is completely, I just cannot understand how anybody can still fall for this nonsense that they are, you know, how they're keeping us down now. And also going back to holding back letters from like political prisoners. Yeah, Monica will confirm that. Like when you're in prison for your, you know, politics, the letters are your lifeline. It's like your oxygen, you know.
Yeah.
And if they're holding that back, and then another thing Monica was saying, maybe you know something more about that, Paul, is that Leslie Borey is only not even getting 60 minutes of fresh air or anything. He's in his cell 24
hours.
We got
to go to a quick break. We got to go take our second break. The second hour. Be right back, folks.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens. pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Laura Winters. An extreme solar storm, the strongest in 20 years, happening across the U.S. and the world. Stunning pictures of auroras circulating right now on social media. Stunning colors in the sky as people look up and see the northern lights in states like Maine and Wisconsin. The northern lights in green, pink, and purple. Folks in the south, in the northern part of Florida, also able to see the show. Turning now to developments in the Middle East, the Israeli military ordering the immediate evacuation of certain neighborhoods in northern Gaza as it targets Hamas terrorists. 128 Israeli and American hostages still unaccounted for. They were kidnapped on October 7th. The Israeli cabinet approving an expansion of the military operation in Rafah. The U.S. rushing new shipments of weapons to Ukraine as Russia launching a new assault on various fronts, including the second largest city of Kharkiv. The Pentagon confirms that new $400 million aid package is on its way to Ukraine. It includes Patriot missiles and armored vehicles. Turning now to sports, basketball in the conference semifinals, Game 3, the Pacers beating the Knicks 111-106. Jalen Brunson says his lingering injury did not affect his play, and if he was seriously hurt, he would sit it out.
If I'm out there, I'm playing, and there's no excuse whether I'm hurting or not. If I'm hurting, I'll come out.
Here's Pacers head coach Rick Carlisle on how his team handled Brunson.
You know, the idea was just change the matchup, get a little more size. And Aaron did as good a job, I think, as you can possibly do. It's just, you know, Brunson's so good. I mean, he's the best scorer in the playoffs.
The Knicks lead the series 2-1, game 4 tomorrow afternoon at 3:30. On the ice, the Hurricanes hosting the New York Rangers tonight at 7 o'clock. The Rangers leading the series 3-0. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how do we not throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. But with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant. And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Find machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at CSPOA.org. That's CSPOA.org.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death, like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning. It smells like victory.
Some folks are born made to wave the flag. Ooh, they're red, white, and blue.
Well, dear Blood Radio family, thank you for holding on. Hope you're enjoying the program as much as I am. We're going to go right back. Sister Monica's kind of directing this interview tonight with these two wonderful guests. Go ahead, Sister Braveheart.
Okay. I think that we really wanted to focus on the prison conditions. And I know that in your country, Eddie, this is also happening, that some of the prison conditions are really, really terrible. So this is the case for Leslie Borey. Now, I'm going to read you some excerpts out of this letter that I received just a few days ago. Part of it is Leslie recopied a letter from a fellow inmate. So he calls it an inmate's letter to the ombudsman, who was a no-show. So I'm going to read you this. So this part is from somebody else, another ranger, as I have learned they call each other. Okay. We're trapped because of a universal human expectation that the world will treat us fairly. This is a cherished assumption. As long as you insist that life will treat you fairly when someone wrongs you, you'll demand that the scales of justice be balanced immediately. It has been hard for many of us to give up this expectation. Many of us today are calloused to this unfair treatment. As tension rises, so do the violent acts. It has now become a standard that three inmates share a cell. What's next? Four? Now, I'm going to interject here because, I mean, in some prisons, there's, you know, maybe 10 in a cell or four or five or six, and the cell is built for that. But on the back of Leslie's letter, he drew me a map, or like a diagram, I should say, of the cell. And it is 8 feet by 10 feet. But it's smaller than that because there's a diagonal, like one of the corners is cut off, I guess, for the other side has plumbing in it. But the sink and the toilet are part of the open, it's in the open space of the cell. And there's a bunk along the 8 foot wall, you know, the dimension of the 8 foot wall. There's a bunk, so that would be two people. So it's built for two people, but they are normally putting three people in. So one sleeps on the floor and a mattress right in front of the toilet. There's no space. There's two small tables and two stools, and that's it. It's cramped as anything. And these people are in there locked up 24 hours a day. Well, actually, I'm not sure about that, if their cell doors open, but I'll read on here because what he's talking about, this is very important. We were talking about during the break that normally prisoners, whether they are, whatever kind of prisoners they are, whether they're in solitary confinement or not, they should be allotted 60 minutes of fresh air per day. Now, I'm going to continue reading the letter. Here it is. We have only been given fresh air at yard once or twice per month. During the period of December 21st to April 15th, we've had 145 out of 351 possible lockouts. I read that wrong the other day, Paul. I didn't see the one. Okay, I believe they are incorrectly keeping record of this, and days should be verified through video records to ensure they are facts. Okay, so I'm going to skip ahead a little bit. Let's see. Yeah, so the prison guards, they're tearing down stuff like clotheslines. They're also telling them they have to take down certain, you know, whatever. They're trying to make life easier to live in these cramped quarters. The Rangers are, but the guards go around and tell them to tear this down. For example, clotheslines, because I guess they only get access to laundry twice a month, so they wash their own and hang them up, but this is taken down by the guards. Just simple things like that. So then he says, we ask for fair treatment, and then he says, kosher meals have an enormous difference in quality. That's discriminating the average Canadian out of a fair meal plan. Kosher inmates receive catered like meal trays that represent misguided favoritism. And he says, oh, contaminated water supply causing regular trips to hospital due to the neglect and carelessness from medical staff. If we were Canadians imprisoned in a foreign country with the same living arrangement, it would be making headlines. We must work towards progress and coexist while standards are met. This can no longer go unlooked, he says. Whatever picture they attempt to paint is not the truth, and I feel staff on this unit has already been witness to an enormous amount of stress and frustration. Thank you. And that's from that fellow inmate. Now, I'm going to... Yeah, go ahead.
Question, Monica. Is, you mean they actually, you think the prison actually brings in kosher food? I mean, first of all, I'm so kind of surprised that they have Jews in prison. Secondly,
that's what I thought too.
Unbelievable they would go to that trouble to bring kosher food in. I've been in jail a few times, not for any long extended periods, and the food was just, it was unedible. I mean, it was, I didn't see any Jews there, but I mean, I wasn't in there for very long at a time, just mainly for, you know, being rough and rowdy before I got drafted, fighting and stuff like that, you know, running from the cops. But, you know, got over that quick. But I'm just amazed they would bring that. They really bring kosher food in there. That,
well, if there are Jews in there, then I'm not surprised that they are bringing special meals for them, because they're special, right? You know, we all know they're very special. So I'm going to now read just some segments out of Leslie Borey's letter, his own. And Paul, you had alluded to the fact that he had been beaten severely. And I know of another earlier attempt on his life in the prison. This was like close to a year ago. So last summer, he had written to me in a letter that, you know, it's like he was felt zapped, like knocked out by something. Like, I think they hit him with some kind of like a microwave weapon or whatever, because he couldn't remember what had happened. He was very, he had pretty severe headaches. And it wasn't a physical beating, but it was some kind of an attack on him. And I'm not surprised by that. In the fall, I believe it was in the fall, he was physically beaten. He was blindsided, so he didn't even see who knocked him out. And then while he was unconscious, they continued to beat him and broke his ribs and really smashed in his face. So I'll read from his letter here. Let's see. The terror of uncertainty daily over the period of 14 months has changed me, to be sure. I will never be the same since I had my head and face smashed against a metal sink and toilet while I was unconscious and had my ribs broken while I was in custody without ever having been convicted of anything yet. This is the thing. He's been in there over 14 months without a trial. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I just want to agree when you emphasize that and what he said. He has been in there basically on remand, being a human, where it's human warehousing. He's not being convicted. He's not had a trial yet. What he's accused of is a nonviolent crime. It's just the fact that the system is so political. He's a dissident. And the system wants to punish him. Never mind whether, you know, he's ever convicted at trial. That doesn't matter. The punishment's ongoing from the day he was arrested at gunpoint on his job site. And that in itself was a total police overkill. Unarmed, nonviolent man getting off work at a machinist shop, and the police come out like Rambo. It's a way of intimidating the citizens. Oh, he must be a very bad man. You know, all the armed police. It's a guy who puts stuff up on the internet.
That's right.
You know, it's a deeply corrupted, rotten system.
They're very afraid of people like Leslie Borey. Our enemy is. Our enemy is very, very afraid of people like Leslie Borey, and they are proving that by, you know, physically locking him up and then beating him up, trying to basically take him out, trying to silence him, this kind of thing. And he says here, okay, before my secret bail hearing began on March 25th, 2024, my lawyer told me that the threatening charges that were laid by the police, which don't seem like they will result in a conviction because what I said will not meet the legal threshold of threats, as I thought they wouldn't when I said them, were probably laid to keep me off the air and the internet until the Attorney General of Canada could charge me with Holocaust denial and incitement of hate. Then he says later, they decided to not charge me with the hollow denial, but chose to charge me with advocating for genocide, for advocating against the Soferim 15 gang, which he calls the Jews, because that's out of the Talmud, Soferim 15. And I guess we'll come back after the break here.
I want to continue to hear that myself, Miss Monica. I'll be right back, people.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
This is Attorney Jason Robb, General Counsel of the Knights Party, based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. And with that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more while listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Dear Blood River Radio family, we're going to go back to Brother Alfred, and he's going to let you know what's coming to all white people worldwide. If the communists conquer, if they do go the last 10%, they're already taking 90%. If they get the next 10% of their plan in, Alfred's going to tell you what's coming. Go ahead, Brother Alfred.
Yeah, you know, we were just talking about Leslie Borey and the cruel treatment that he has been subjected to. And I said, you know, Alexander Solzhenitsyn wrote up about this after his experiences under the same, you know, under the same punishment, under the same people in the Soviet Union when it was the Jews were running that place. And he says that after a lot of this, it's not just to punish the political prisoners, but a big part of that is to get the people in uniform who are, you know, being paid by the government kind of thing, used to the fact that they can do anything. It's to get them into a different state of mind, to make them raw, to make them, you know, cruel kind of thing. And after they've done that for a while, then they can do that without blinking an eye. So this is what The security forces are being conditioned and trained to get used to doing what they will be doing against all of us. So that's what Leslie Borey, what we are seeing happening in Gaza, what we are seeing happening to our political prisoners is exactly the treatment that all of us will be subjected to if we don't stand up together, unified, and stop it. Like they tried with the Canadian truckers convoy, which was excellent. And now when you see how Trudeau and his communist buddies hammer down on them, this is an ongoing thing that is getting more and more severe. I mean, you're seeing there. I mean, like Trump was saying, he wants to bring in the death penalty for anti-Semitism. I mean, this is not a game anymore, and this is why we all have to stand up now while we still can. Because every time these things, in the past, these things have ended with dozens of millions of butchered people of innocent.
Alfred, did you say? Jump in here. Did you say that Trump? Oh, go ahead, Paul. I was going to ask Alfred. Did Trump say?
I hadn't heard that Trump had said that, but
we had that on a show yesterday. Yesterday, we have the video. He did that. He did that while he was president. There was a speech he made where he was saying, "We've got to fight anti-Semitism at all levels," and he was welcoming the return of the death penalty for it. We have that.
It's interesting that in the Soviet Union in the 1920s, anti-Semitism was punishable by the death penalty. It really is all-out war. This is a little bit of a digression, but from Les Borey, but finally somebody who might be called a leftist has been charged under Canada's notorious hate law. And I don't know her last name. Her name is Kate, but she's working with a strong Palestinian group in Vancouver. She's white. She's married to a Palestinian. Anyway, she's one of the major leaders of the protest there, and she's charged for a speech she gave, I think, shortly after October the 7th, where she praised Hamas, praised the liberation that was going on and the courage, and said, we are not terrorists. Hamas is not terrorist. Hezbollah is not terrorist. Now, I'm not quite sure how that violates even our crazy hate law, but apparently she is being charged, but she immediately got bail. And I, too, have problems with this calling groups terrorists. Okay, what happened on October the 7th, if we're being told the truth? Yeah, it's pretty rotten stuff. But what the Jews have done, the Palestinians, again and again and again, and the Jews basically shot their way to power in 1948. People like Menachem Begin were wanted terrorists. He went on to become the Prime Minister of Israel. There's rotten stuff being done, bad things. I can't applaud it. But it's not just one side that are terrorists. Done terrible things.
I think we all know that October 7th was false flag. But I think you said even if it was true, which we know it was false flag, done by Israel themselves. This October 7th thing, like their 9/11. I think you might have mentioned that. I'm not sure, but
Okay,
I was just going to interject. There's an excellent book. It's called The Ethnic Cleansing of Palestine. Sister Nancy gave it to me. And it's written by a Jew, Ilan Pappy. And it will curdle your blood. Paul, you're right. The so-called state of Israel, which is not a state of all, at all, it's a criminal cabal, but it was born, this the most violent, genocidal, murdering maniacs. They murdered tens of thousands of Palestinians. Keep in mind, they were also murdering Christians. Lived there too. But if the people say, "Oh, January, October 7th, whatever it was," they forget to talk about what the Jews have been doing since 1948 to those people. And you know what? I will say this: if I'm here and living in the United States, and the Jews or any other foreign power came in here and did to me and my people what the Jews did to those Palestinians, I would make Hamas look like Mother Teresa's choir. But go ahead, back to you, Paul.
Well, about the only time I think I've ever agreed with Antonio Guterres, who's an old Maoist, and he's now the Secretary General of the United Nations. But he said after October 7th, you have to understand that this is part of a context. And that's true. I mean, Hamas didn't wake up one day and decide that they want to kill Jews and do all sorts of bad things like that. It's Palestinians reacting to what's being done to them again and again and again. Settlers, even to this day, are using Palestinians on the West Bank as shooting practice. Even Biden has condemned that. It's an awful situation, and it just isn't helpful to say, "Oh, Hamas, they're terrorists," implying that Israel are they're the good guys. I have no idea how these charges in Canada against this woman named Kate will turn out, because the particulars have not been specified. What exactly did she say that they consider hate? But nonetheless, it's interesting to see that at long last, the so-called hate laws are being used against what I would call the left. But once again, it's all about your views on the Jews. The left is now beginning, or some elements of the left are beginning to see who are the major people in this country trying to suppress free speech.
Yes.
Yeah. So I see that we're almost out of time, and there was a little bit more that I wanted to read out of the letter from Leslie, if I may.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, so he's just saying that his letters, he's been told by his lawyer that Crown prosecutors might use my letters out against me because some of the content was broadcast on the internet, which I am doing right now. Does that mean we stop? I don't think that means we stop doing this. No, I mean, if Leslie's writing something out, he wants this to be known by the people out here, right? So, right. You know, and he says you have some greasy new listeners. They are not your buddies. Yeah, I know that there's always people listening here that are not our friends. Now, he says also, this is important. Despite the entire weight of the corrupt establishment crushing me, I remain committed to being a loyal representative of all good Canadian people, one for all. Please tell as many people as you can to tune into my trial in January 2025 in Brantford Superior Court. If there is a publication ban, it is safe to assume that everything that I talk about corruption in my videos is true. You see, so it's like they prove us right all the time, don't they? And yeah, so I wanted to be sure I got that out. And then he also says the conditions in our jail. Sorry, go ahead. We're almost out.
No,
I just wanted
ahead.
To say about okay, the conditions in our jail are worse than those in residential schools. People die in this prison. I have seen more blood in this place than I have seen in my entire life. I have never seen this much violence anywhere outside of a war zone. The ombudsman came to the jail this week but did not come to see our range, which was the reason he was here in the first place, because we sent in a blue letter, in quotation marks, for every man here describing the inhumane conditions and practices of the prison management. So that's, those are just some excerpts out of his letter. He writes a lot. Leslie is really on top of how to fix the problem. He is self-educated. He has taught himself a lot about how things would be better. He is somebody who has run in many elections. He calls himself the only honest politician around. But mind you, he runs independently, so he's not beholden to any political party. But you see, he has been running as an honest politician. He's never gotten elected, of course, and now he's in prison. So the honest people go behind bars and the criminals are running the show.
Yes. You notice when an occupying army, like when Israel went in and invaded Palestine, and the people, the Palestinians, fought them and are continuing to fight them, they're called insurgents and or terrorists.
Right.
But what they're really trying to do is fight to free their country from those stinking Jews. Well, thank you so much for hanging on, brother Paul and brother Alfred. Thank you so much. People, we're going to transition into the third hour now, and I would like to thank you, Blood Group Radio people, for hanging on. And just hang on, we're going to pick up Sister Nancy, and Sister Nancy and I will finish out the show. Be right back.